This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.
Picture yourself sitting at home in a quiet reading nook, ignoring the world around you, engrossed in a tale. You read the blurb, instantly became intrigued, and now you're in the middle of an absolute page-turner. But there's a hot debate. Physical books versus ebooks versus audiobooks. Does the device you're using to read affect your reaction to the book? Generally, reading uses several areas of the brain. There's attention span, reasoning, reading fluency, memory, and language comprehension. Reading is known to strengthen communicative ability, vocabulary, and increase emotional intelligence and social perception. So, whichever way you're reading, there are definitely benefits. But let's look at the pros to reading with your eyes. That's physical books and ebooks. They can help to retain information better. This is because when you can actually see the words, your attention is held more closely. Add to this the fact that with physical books, you can go back and find any part you missed, especially if your mind wanders, which it likely will at some point or other. On the other hand, there's the audiobook. Headphones in, you're switched off from life, and the story really comes alive, almost like watching a film in your head. From a scientific perspective, listening to an audiobook is likely to help you develop a greater sense of empathy as you hear the emotion of the narrator. We can more easily understand inflection and intonation. Hearing the story engages different parts of the brain, heightening the intensity and imagery, making you enjoy it more. Yet, going back to attention span, with an audiobook, it's true that it's much harder to go back and listen again. All in all, it seems that there are advantages to both physical books and audiobooks. Perhaps, next time you find yourself browsing bookshop shelves, also consider the format. It may just change your whole literary experience.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.